In medieval Korea, education was seen as a way to get out of poverty. Entire villages would pool resources to back a single candidate for the gwakko, the old civil service exam. Every family sacrifices, sending the village's single brightest kid to study the Confucian classics, while the other kids work the rice paddies. If he passes, he'll become a government official, and the whole community shares in the glory and will profit from the official trickling down benefits from his position. But if he fails, it wasn't just his loss, it was a collective shame, and he was to blame because he was the chosen one.
You were the chosen one!
That's why the Korean phrase, myeomuki opda, no face, can mean more than embarrassment, to the extent of being kind of a social death. Records show that some scholars took their own lives after failing the civil service exams. They weren't just crushed by personal disappointment, they felt the unbearable weight of betraying everyone who had sacrificed for them. And hauntingly, this pattern towards education hasn't really disappeared, it just evolved.